This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some. Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga.
You know what the song means, yo. You know what it means by now, right? Great.
Obviously.
You are hanging out with Mark and Julie. And you are with the worst gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is the best podcast in the world. The best podcast. My speech is even dying because I'm so excited.
Oh, I see you got your shades on.
You see I got my shades on because we are in the live studio today and the sun is shining. We are feeling like super, super dope.
Okay.
There's so much going on with the worst guys, yo. So much going on. We are just flourishing left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the homie, John Ngamane, one of the worst guys who's currently in London studying at RADA. He just featured on Rhythm City, baby's debut on Rhythm City last
imagine
night.
That. I mean, imagine that. Being in the UK, studying at one of the most elite, most prestigious drama schools.
Yeah.
And then just being in a young Rhythm City.
Unga Peshero, but he's here flourishing nationally.
Yeah, the Pesheros. The Pesheros.
I haven't been this excited to watch SABC since like Oprah and Dr. Phil were around, you know.
You know what I'm saying? The real OGs.
Yeah, the real OGs. And ETV, more specifically, I haven't been this excited since the Emmanuel days. Because the boy Zorro's on, and it's not the last time. You can also catch him tomorrow night, tonight, and Friday night.
I'm sure. You know what? Rhythm City. Don't sleep.
They better bring him back.
Don't sleep. You're going to want to make sure you retain this character.
If not, we're coming for heads.
You know what I'm saying? If the character dies by some miraculous reason, make sure that this nigga gets resurrected. Like, you know, Hope. In Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah, but there's a bad guy. Stefano Temer. If somebody dies in that show, if our character Napoleon, his name is Napoleon on the show, if he dies, we better pull some Stefano Damera shit. Bring that nigga back. So, man, shout out to the boy. Much love while you're out there in London. When you come back, we're still gonna flourish doing our own TV shows. Na 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 na. I don't wanna tell you too much, cause you might just get too excited and explode just like us.
Ah, Uncle Chili Pepper.
And we are killing it. We are on the chips, we are on the bacons, we are on the avocados, we are everything.
Y'all will understand that reference soon enough. But
whoa.
I think we need a
woosah.
Yeah.
Because there's so much going on.
There's too much energy, good vibration right now.
Yeah, but that's all we're about. We're about positivity, we're about good energy, we're about changing the world, man. This really is the best podcast in the world.
How are we changing the world today?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me, Rehab. Today, we are talking about our beloved Mama Africa.
Africa.
This beautiful continent that we live on.
Okay.
Is going through the most, right?
No. For real.
But we have everything.
Everything. So you're saying we're like the nucleus.
Yes, we are the nucleus of the world. We really are. We're where it's all started, first and foremost.
Okay.
And secondly, the resources that we have, the beauty that is in abundance, the people, the cultures are bar none, right? But we're suffering. Theresa May is coming through here, looking for business. You know, we're going through a recession ourselves.
I don't even think she's looking for business. She's just checking up on, you know, the investments. You know, because they already got us. They got us.
Yeah.
So they're just checking up on the investments. Oh, are these people still on the privilege? Oh, brilliant.
No. That's apparently the opposite of what she's doing. I was reading an article from the Mail and Guardian.
Oh, yeah?
And she's saying that they are here to almost look at us as global partners of the world, as opposed to being looked down on as we always have been as Africans.
Yeah.
So she's looking at our investments as a partnership more than a handout, you know. So she's meeting with the likes of Cyril Ramaphosa, and I think this is the area which Cyril Ramaphosa flourishes in the most.
Mm.
When it comes to international relations, when it comes to setting business, sitting down in the meetings, shaking hands with the Chinese, you know, whoever needs to be shaken.
But isn't that what Mbeki was doing when he was flying out the whole time?
No, Mbeki was good at it as well. But
so he was Cyril the one was like actually opening the doors.
Cyril
is next level.
Yeah, Cyril is partner. Doc, Cyril is a billionaire, bro. Business billionaire. He's okay. He's a tycoon.
Whoa,
he knows how to seal the deal.
Are we talking dollar or rand billionaire?
Ah, dog, rand billionaire.
Yeah, then you know they ain't no billionaire.
They ain't no problem.
No, seriously, that's honestly, I know this is sidetracking, but that's not a billionaire.
Yeah.
Unless it's dollar thick. You gotta take the highest currency. Matter of fact, we'll take it to pounds.
To pounds, yo, that's a hard one. The last time I checked, the pound was at like 20 rand, like 90 rand something to the.
Ah, round off. Get 20 rand,
dang it, dog.
Yeah.
So, how much is a Zambak in fucking in London right now? You'll pay $100 for Zambak for London, Nita.
Shucks.
$100. Okay, so anyway, we want to talk about this, you know, the idea of the United States of Africa. That is what we visualize for ourselves.
Breaking borders.
Yeah. Like America, even though there are different states and there are different
legislations
and laws in every state,
uh-huh,
they are still represented as one country. We call the US of A country. And people are already calling presidents of Kenya and shit the president of Africa. I don't know if you see that meme on Twitter, but it's hilarious. So we might as well just have one Africa and have a president and live within each other.
Mm.
Do you know?
Like, can I just, like, a quick example of, like, the music, for example. If you take it to the art and the music where we are at right now,
mm-hmm,
you have, in America, like, the East Coast and the West Coast and then the Dirty South. That could be easily done here as well. South Africa has its own flavor. Like
the Durbanites, the Wentworth boys, the Durban colors.
No, I'm just saying South Africa as a whole.
Oh, Haiti, yeah.
And then like your as you keep on going up in Africa, like your East Coast, then we get your East Coast or something
like that. Yeah,
but you get what we already developing that with the arts.
But
we just now nationalizing it. So this is South Africa, not the South Coast of Africa.
Yeah, I hear you. So instead of "this is Nigeria," it should just be "this is Africa."
Yeah. It must be a thing of, like, because you know how in African, like, the artists all like, we want to make it in the US.
Mm.
They should be like, we want to make it in Africa. Everybody else, although they already are, but do you get my understanding?
Yeah, but I totally think that's starting to happen. Like, people are starting to realize that there's something in our water, bro. There really is. Trevor Noah set the bar. I think he can be beaten.
Was he the first?
I think he's the biggest. I don't know about first. But we've had many. Johnny Clegg, Huma Sikela. That's musicians, more specifically. But in terms of talking a household name, Trevor Noah is the household name on The Daily Show in America. Do you know, these niggas see him in their cribs every single night, you know? And I don't think anybody's done it that major. Even though the music can be successful, you know, you're not listening to what Johnny Clegg has to say every night.
Yeah, okay.
Every night as an American population, you know, so I think that's huge. And I think...
But also, it just also boils down to how relevant you are. I'm not saying that Johnny Clegg isn't relevant. He had his time.
Yeah, you know,
he peaked, you know, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, well done.
But now Trevor has anchored into the ocean. He's not sailing anywhere.
He ain't going nowhere. But also, like, people are just loving the South African flavor, the South African style. People are out doing Versace runway model shoots and... not the Kwara Kwara. What's the sound? What's this music? Bomb is playing while Versace.
But not even just that. Africa as a whole.
That's what I'm saying. The world is looking at us now. I saw a video of Shoma Josie as well in Brooklyn. She just did a surprise performance, and it jumped.
Yeah.
It was a turn up of note, and I was like, you just hopped onto stage, bruh.
She was doing huku, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think so.
That is an amazing video. Y'all should go check that out, by the way.
Yeah.
Dude, French Montana, Sway Lee. They've recorded Unforgettable.
Yeah.
In Africa, dude.
Dog, we've got the source. That's the whole point of this conversation, is that for a long time, especially if we look at it politically, we've relied on outside resource. Okay, let's not say relied. First, we were forced to. And now, we are kind of, it's hard to break loose, you know. And I also think we have some sort of Stockholm syndrome, where we are tied to the Western world. We are tied to Europeanism. And we almost feel like that's better than Africanism, because that's what we've been taught. That's what's been ingrained in our schools, in our minds. Our school is still teaching all the wrong fucking history. All our heroes are white men, which is just not true. You want to tell me about Christopher Columbus discovering America? Fuck out of here, bro. Change that syllabus, as in ASAP, right? So we still are tied to that world. But I think we're starting to draw them to us. Because, firstly, Trump and all his cronies, they're ruining the first world. It's not as good as everybody always thought it was.
Mm.
So they're coming to find something new. Musically, politically, I think people are looking at a new landscape for exploration. It's ironic because that's how they got the world to where it is in the first place. But now we're woke, we're aware of these niggas. So when they come through, firstly, you better come strapped, because we ain't taking your shit no more. But I think the goal is for us to become the leaders that we truly are. Because you look at all of our resources. Let me tell you something about the DRC, all right? The DRC mines a mineral called coltan.
Okay.
Now, coltan is in every single person's cell phone or technological device, such as a laptop.
Yo, George, almost ran away with
you. Hey, almost. It's not my mother tongue. So coltan is in every single one.
Okay.
So you can imagine how valuable this is. Right?
Okay, fine.
So it's hectic.
Yeah, because I mean, like, there's you gotta have a cell phone, otherwise you're as good as like not existent.
Exactly. But now in the Congo, where they mine for it, the miners are obviously fucking slaves, first and foremost, and secondly, it goes out to international countries first before it even comes here. We get a BlackBerry last. I'm sure some people are still on BBM right now because of that's how delayed our response to technology is. When it's here, and there's nobody who can tell me that we don't have the brains to change that shit into what it needs to be.
No, but the thing is, when these gents do arise, that in Africa, you know, especially these people of color, they get popped, bro. Like, they just disappear. I'm not joking. There was, apparently, this guy... I think it was in the Western Cape when this whole water matter was going about,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with a solution, and next thing you know, oak is ghost.
Missing in action.
When did I become a ghost? You know?
That's so deep.
And then, you know, here comes this Jolly Roger Caucasian in a red tie and a blue suit. You know, looking very regal, and says, "Yo, guys, I've got a solution." So, like, how does that pan out? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that we don't have it; it's just that these guys are being dumbed down.
They've got the power. Yeah.
We don't have the power. When you don't have the power, you can't speak. You don't have the voice.
Mm.
So, when you do try and voice it, you have to go to the people who have the power to implement that.
Mm.
And if you don't know all of your legal background and how to, you know, patent your ideas, you know. I saw as well a clip of how Beyonce came to Africa and she was learning all of these dance moves for Who Run the World, Girls, mm-hmm. you know, and meeting up with people who can help a choreographer.
Judge, don't worry, it's not your mother tongue, it's okay, we forgive.
Okay, Kupon Tuesday. No, honestly, I don't want to lie. I've been running through that word.
Choreograph.
Choreograph.
Yeah.
I won't lie, I was running. It was choking me. I felt like Eminem. Anyway, so you know, and they were working together, but where are those choreographers?
Hey, what's
happening? Say it for me.
Choreographers.
Yeah. Where are those people?
Yeah.
Where are they now? You know. So like, is it a thing of Beyonce's also coming here?
Yeah, she's
joining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's 100% part of the problem, because I don't know if you know about the concert that they're doing, Jay-Z and Beyonce, when they come here.
Global Citizen.
Yeah, but you have to span for your ticket. You can't just buy your ticket like everybody else. Why, when you come to South Africa, manje, we must push a panda for a fucking ticket. Let me buy it, dog. I got money. I got a job. Now you must tell me, no, do this. Do this. One more. Now you can come. What the fuck, bro? Like, they still see us. We are still, the narrative that we're still seen at is still below and still underprivileged and still failing. And to a large extent, we are failing. But I think a large part of that failure is their involvement. You know, we're not being given the chance to grow ourselves and to become Africa. You know, and I think it's starting to happen now, because for the most part, most African countries are free and independent. But this is not an old thing. This is recent, you know, especially South Africa is the youngest, you know. So we still need to find our feet in terms of what kind of mark do we want to make on the world? What is our footprint, you know? Because we've got shit, bruh. People want to go to Paris, Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower doesn't mean anything. Do you know that? It holds no significance, historical significance whatsoever. It was just built.
It's just a Laz building.
It's just a Laz.
It's not even a building.
It's not even a Laz. It's just a fucking piece of concrete shit that's really tall.
We've got the Eiffel Tower gang. If you're driving on the N1, just drive. It's not as
gang,
big, but we've got gang
Eiffel Tower.
They probably came to Africa and then they were like, they are going to build this, but a bigger one.
Bigger one, because we have more money. Yeah.
More money. Yeah. What are we going to call it?
I don't know. Oh. African Tower?
No, we can never take it back to the tradition.
We have to mix it up.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Let's make it the Eiffel. We don't not say Africa.
Eiffel Tower.
No, we got to have a little bit of sexiness. Let's call it Eiffel Tower.
When they're coming to France, we're going to make them pay, and we get the tourism,
yes.
And they take the pictures at the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, and now that you mentioned tourism, this is another big one that South Africa's just got, man, in abundance. Our continent is dope. Go to Malawi, go to Zambia, go to Ghana,
Namibia.
Bro, we are slaying in terms of the world. When God looks over the world, he's like, I know, guys, you guys are missing out on Africa.
Egypt dancer.
It's literally hot. It's literally hot down
like,
here.
Like, the fact that we got the pyramids. Don't talk to me if you ain't got pyramids.
If you ain't got pyramids, don't come and shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. Rolling marijuana, that's a cheap vacation. We also got gang marijuana. Just holler at the peeps in Swaziland.
That's what Juju was even saying.
The land is ours. Even the marijuana that we grow here, it is our marijuana.
Yes, it is our marijuana. And that's a big industry. That's a huge trade.
Huge.
And speaking of that, do you know that the first country to criminalize marijuana, guess which one it was?
South Africa.
Dog.
We our love land. You.
Our land. But that's also because of colonization and because of the idea that this thing made black people lazy. It doesn't make them... You know what it is?
It
didn't make them lazy. They probably smoked some and they're like, oh, shit. I don't want to fucking do this anymore. This is my place. What are these guys doing here, man? Like, let's just do what we want to do.
Dude.
So, it's things like that. Imagine the trade and industry that could have been built on hemp if the West wasn't trying to make us
lazy. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, but it's not going to be us.
You think it's the generation after?
No. It's not going to be Africa who takes the lead.
Oh, I don't know. We are very liberal and we're very fast when it comes to amending our constitution. So I like what the Dhaka couple is doing, and they're working really hard on actually changing the constitution, because they're basing it on, you know, they're challenging the constitution on the basis of the right to equality, as opposed to the actual herb itself. They're not saying that marijuana is a good thing. Let's not get it twisted. It's a vice. But if you can smoke and you can drink, you can smoke marijuana. And over and above that, it is so useful for so many different things. People used hemp as sails on ships. You know, you can use hemp to make clothing. Did you need that?
Oh, apara hemp.
What are you wearing, bro? Yo, this is the new hemp.
No, this is sativa.
This is sativa. Yo, no, this is my favorite one. It's indica.
Indica.
You know?
Yo, the way, like, if I ever ran out of weed, I would just cut off a section of my jeans and just smoke the shit out of my jeans.
Yeah, you do something about it. I don't know, melt it in the fucking, on the heater. You put it on the heater, you melt it.
Get home and you're like, bruh, did you smoke my jeans again?
Did you smoke my jeans, bro? Bruh, come on,
what the fuck?
I have nothing to wear to work tomorrow, bro. Why are you smoking my jeans, bro?
Stop.
Yeah, dude, you really, really could. Because that's how big the industry is in this country. And in this continent in general. And then we go to everything else. We go to diamonds. We go to gold. We go to dog. We've got the
Sierra Leone.
Bro, nobody must tell us nothing. This continent is incredible.
Africa has been where it's at, is still where it's at. And on top of that, I feel like we still have the capabilities and time and enough resources, enough of the shit of it's running out. People know where it is. Those people are just keeping it to themselves, all right? I still feel like we have the capability to turn the perspective of Africa around.
Yeah, 100%. But now, the important question is how do we get the influence and the greedy paws, the sticky fingers in our honey pot out?
The only way we can do that is if we as countries in Africa, on the African continent, work together. Because the thing is, the best thing that they ever did was to make us fight one another.
Yeah.
That's the smartest thing a white man ever did was to make us fight one another.
Bars of applause, bro. That was hella. Oh, it's not coming, but it's okay.
Honestly speaking.
Yeah. No, they really did well there because now, especially in South Africa, we feel it a lot. There's this idea. Do you know what it is? You know when waiters give you shit when you're sitting in a fancy restaurant and it's almost like, who are you to deserve to sit here while I serve you? You know that shitty attitude that you get from a lot of work.
It's even worse when you got a Caucasian flange that you're taking out.
Yeah. Whoa, that's so bad. When your girl is white and you're black and you're sitting in a fancy restaurant and you're being served by a black waiter. Wow. He's thinking, when he goes to sleep, he's thinking about murdering.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Nah. So I think what that complex is that inferiority complex that they've put in us, in the sense that you cannot be like them. How dare you? You know, and that's why we also try to hold on to black people in our culture. You know, people who flourish, who go overseas.
Try
to
hold them back.
Yeah, we try. It's like you're losing your Africanism. You're losing yourself. What? I'm just growing, baby.
But I feel like that's slowly but surely changing.
It is.
I feel like if you related to the music industry, there was one point where I truly believed you could never make it out as a hip hop artist in South Africa if you didn't have like some vernac. I honestly truly felt that way.
Yeah, I hear you.
I feel like
Pro Kid were the Pro Kid and them were the idols.
You know what I'm
saying? Zola.
You know, and when like seeing AKA's success, that honestly for me was the one sign that with persistence, if you just keep on producing quality, they will end up loving you. Nasty C, when he came out as well, with that accent as well, it was just like, yo dude, you can do this thing. If you're just telling stories that are true to yourself and doing like quality art, bro.
Yeah, 100%. But that's one thing that will take, I want to say decades, but the realistic
we don't have decades.
No, it's worse. It's centuries, bro. It's been 400 years of us being told that we ain't shit. That takes its toll. We start to believe that we ain't shit, and as soon as we start to become shit, it's like, hey, don't forget, bruh, you ain't shit. You know, that's the message we're telling to each other, because that's how the people who are at the bottom, especially because they are at the bottom and they feel like they ain't shit because they're at the bottom, they expect that of those who are breaking away. You know, and I don't know how to, you know, switch that around. The only way is for those people to not feel like shit. And how do you do that in this world?
Money. Money.
But not all of us have it, right? Not all of us have it. But we got to try and get it somehow. And maybe... I got it! We're going to save the world!
We interrupt this program to bring you a live report from President Mzuli. Roger, Roger, we have President Mzuli right here with us. He's about to give a speech. He has just actually come up with a plan to save Africa. President, over to you.
My fellow people of Africa, hear me today as I speak about how we can become the leaders of this great world of ours. We are tired of the Western's influence. So we have to build ourselves. And the only way to do that is to change the system that we have been brought up with. Now, we've got all these resources. We need to exchange these resources amongst ourselves. This is a new age barter system. So, because money has been so problematic, and because money is the reason why so many other people are poor, we need to say fuck money. And now, instead of money, we'll exchange goods amongst each other. Change the entire system. For as long as we are under what we have grown to be accustomed to as the way to run this world, we will never win. Because the Europeans are just way too far ahead of us. Thank you very much.
Alright, Roger, we're gonna have to cut back to you. The crowd is going ecstatic here. The crowd really, really do value what President Mzuli has to say. Over to you.
Alright, you see what I'm saying? So, the actual structure of the system needs to change, and this is what we've been preaching. And still today, I don't know how it's gonna happen, but we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, this is the thing though. I hear what you're saying. If we as Africans just, like, if all of the leaders of the African countries came together and said, okay guys, all right, let's have an AU meeting, all right, sit down, let's have some chats. You know, first let's start off by smoking some weed, because we've been too stressed lately.
Anybody got some jeans, you know, that they're not wearing?
You know, we've been too stressed lately, fighting one another, and I think, you know, some marijuana can definitely clear the air. Right? After the joint has gone around the first time, then what they first needed to say is just, we're breaking the borders.
Yeah.
After that, we are gonna use one currency. And our currency is trade. And we go back to the basics. And it's going to be something hard to adapt to. But with the right leadership, the people will follow.
Yeah. And you see, the way Bo Bartholomew Dias, all these cans came through and took our spices. More spices. More spices.
More spices.
Let's swap spices. Hey, let's try. Talk a pipiri.
Hey, pipiri.
Let's try. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine, huh. Yo. Alright, we're gonna take a little break. We talk about how Africa can become independent and get these grubby little paws out of our honey jar, yo.
Sick!
It's dope out here, man. It's hella dope.
Yeah. Shout out to Zigzag, aka Scan.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Alright. Man to man. What does it mean to be a man in today's world? There's a lot of confusion about this, and a lot of anger directed at men. This is a conversation about masculinity everyone needs to hear in this raw and authentic series of 6 podcasts. Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world. Equally relevant to men and women, it provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do. It unpacks the 3 core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood, the 4 big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart,
And the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label. Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Available now on the CliffCentral.com website.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. And you're back with us. We're talking The Realist. We're talking about Africa. We're talking about how to save this place. Because it's so beautiful, man. And, you know, it's like seeing Africa is like seeing a hot hobo. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? What do you do? Like, do you want to just come take a shower? You know?
God, clean and the you thing up nice. Is, like, these other countries, you know, they see the hot hobo. they want to fuck the hot hobo, but they don't want everybody else to know that they fucking the hot hobo. You know what I'm saying?
So they keep it a secret. They keep
you know,
it
then they send out about Theresa May. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, go check on our hobo, yo.
How's that hobo doing, you know? Then they send Obama to come speak nice here. I've checked on the hot hobo. The hot hobo
is still hot. That's the problem. That's the problem. All right. So we talk about independence as Africans and kind of becoming the United States of Africa, if you'd like.
I wouldn't even name it.
Because
that.
We're taking it as
exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know what we'll call it. But this is hypothetical, right? So the name is irrelevant. What is more important is what we would want as African people. You know, so actually, if you do want to be a part of the conversation, please do hit us up on social media. We are on Twitter at @the_worstguys. We are also on Facebook as the Worst Guys and on Instagram as the Worst Guys, small letters. Look for the bow tie. We're some sophisticated goons. So although we hang real low and we do what we do, we always doing it for you.
Woo! Ooh! Yeah. Ooh. She's coming to I think that's the instrumental for today, by the way.
Okay, I'll look for it. I was going to say, maybe that's going to be the name of our continent. Where you going, bro? Yo, I'm flying to,
No.
Yeah, I'm just flying to, bro. What?
It's AU.
Yeah.
It's going to be, Where are you going to?
I'm going to, All right, because all I'm saying is that we love this place, man. And it's filled with abundance, and it's being stolen from us. And we can't seem to break away break off the chains, you know, and we need to start figuring it out, man, because this shit is gonna run dry eventually. You know, all we get from other fucking countries is like oil and shit. Our petrol prices just keeps going up. Where are the flying cars? Why do we still need this goddamn oil?
I don't know. The way, can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
Although you know, Musk is living out there in America and you know, boosting their GDP and the economy, that's fine. I think he's going to be a real one. When shit actually pops off with
he's
all
gonna
of his
come back.
He's going to come back. Because those motherfuckers turned on him.
Yeah,
that side.
Yeah.
While he was doing the most for them.
Yeah, he knows his roots.
We're
here for you, Elon.
He knows.
Yeah, you're a Pretoria.
I love you.
I like Pretoria girls. I like Pretoria girls. I like Pretoria girls. I like Pretoria girls. That's the song that Elon Musk sings in the shower
before
he designs his next spaceship. That's what he's thinking about. Because you know, us, we all, everything we do is for the bitches.
You know,
so he's out there.
That's why he didn't land all of those other, you know, what you call a SpaceX landings. Because he was with those, you know, American girls. Then he imported a Pretoria girl. And then the SpaceX landed.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Jack. Yo, motivate the boy Elon. Let's motivate him. Get us to Mars and further than that.
Somebody send him some Pretoria girls.
Yeah. So we've got educated people. We've got people who are competent enough. If we can build the pyramids, granted, there's also some slavery involved there. No lie. But like technically every great achievement in inverted commas has been created by slaves.
Okay.
You know, no, technically speaking, like the biggest monuments were from something of the sorts. Cause yeah, dog, making somebody build a pyramid is high pressure, dog. If you're just paying him $10,000 a month, he's gonna be like, ain't worth it. I'll just go be a social media influencer, bro. Fuck that shit. I ain't building no pyramids. What the fuck you think this is? Who's tootin'? Who's Tutankhamun? Why do you need something so nice?
Well, somebody needs to go Tutankhamun to be calm. Alright, calm down, nigga.
Oh, is this for dead people? We build all of this for dead people? Nah, fight that, nigga. Nah, no, fight that.
There is a problem. There is a problem.
Yeah. So, like we said, we don't have the answers, man. But we're brainstorming about the future that we want because, you know, you got to put it out there before it's happened. And a lot of the times our conversations do seem very abstract and out there. But I think it makes sense. Attainable. You know, this is our fight. We're free now. We don't have to fight about Donbasses. But we have to fight about something. It's never going to be perfect.
Dude.
So this is our fight now. And maybe it's one of those things where maybe your grandparents didn't really get much freedom. They only experienced it in the last 5 years of their lives. But if Africa becomes independent in the last 5 years of my life, I'll be like, I contributed to that. I'm the reason why the biggest sold-out concert is happening in Africa. You know, I'm the reason why Bo Drizzy, even though he'll be old, Drizzy's grandchildren are coming to perform in Africa and making the most of their money or their trade, whatever we're trading in at the time, water. They're making the most of it in Africa.
To be dead honest with you, I feel like Africa could actually be the strongest and should be the strongest currency.
Easily. There's no way we deserve to be going around for 20. Around for 100 rand zamba kitao.
Zar mun.
Dog.
Zar.
Yeah. I don't believe that. And I don't believe that with that week either. I think we've got the strength. We just need to fucking break these chains, bro. We need a saw. We need a bad man.
Dude, it's just that they just need to come together and decide. At the moment, we're divided. That's one thing that's stopping us. At the same time, we're divided by different, you know, other countries, you know? So I hate to say it, but a lot of the leaders in Africa are being, played.
Yeah, but
like puppets.
Our leaders are also playing themselves because I think this is a big thing about African leadership and the dictators and the people who've just come up and done whatever the fuck they want. I think it's the attitude of, yo, everything was taken from us. I'm going to take right back. But what they don't realize, or maybe do realize and just don't give a shit about.
Yeah, the latter.
Yeah, is that they're taking from themselves. They're taking from us. We can't bring each other up when we're stealing from each other. You know? And this is a big problem to face and to overcome. How do you convince Zuma that he's fucked up? You know, how do you convince them that colluding with the AJs of the world, the Guptas of the world, is not the way to go, you know? But like I said, they can't keep their hands
out the cookie jar.
Like, we're just the open pussy right now. That's what we are.
And
we're being rammed, boy. We're being rammed hard. No Vaseline, no condom.
That's just...
And y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop with your bullshit, all right? Because we are not taking it anymore. We're just not. And the reason why is because you guys know it, though. Nobody steals from shittiness. Nobody wants to be average. You want to be like the best. So let's go to where the best is. Oh, they don't know they're the best. Shh. Just come up and let down. We're going to just take their stuff and we're going to do everything the way they do it. But we're going to do it best so that they'll never ever get it. Yeah, well, you see their braids? You see the way they do their braids? We just put the braids on Nicole Kidman and we sell a Vogue magazine. And then the Vogue magazine is going to sell millions. Then they're going to think white people are the ones who came up with braids. Yeah. You hear me? No, B. Nah. Guys, we are dope. That's all I'm saying. That's the message of today. We want to change the world and everything, but I want the first and foremost thought in your mind to be that Africa is hella dope. Anyway, that's it on the topic. We're just going to go into a couple of news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. And yeah, let's have a chat about it, yo.
Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Fallon. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra.
All right. So, there has been a hectic collision in Joburg, a train collision which injured 112 people. Why y'all still taking trains, yo? If it ain't the Gau train, it ain't for me. That's how I feel. But here's the story coming from ENCA Online. At least 100 people have been injured after two passenger trains collided in Selby, Johannesburg.
Various emergency services are on the scene. Metrorail says 7 people were seriously injured in the collision and that 4 Metrorail staff members are also receiving medical attention. Shit. Damn, dog. That's a lot of people. I really don't know people are still taking
If it ain't the Gau train, it ain't a train.
It ain't a train. Have you taken the Metrorail?
Yeah, when we were back in school.
Was that the Metrorail? That was like some... What was that? Was it Transnet? That was Transnet.
Oksalayo, if it ain't Gau train, it ain't a train.
Don't take that shit. Alright.
But so the thing is, you can't say that. Nakos! You need to take that shit.
No, yeah, they do. But you see, we need the money to get the Gau train because the Gau train is just better. Straight up. And that's also another thing, just weaving back into our topic, is that we mustn't neglect dopeness. Even though it's built on what we've seen and learned from European culture.
Mm.
You know, just because it's not originally African doesn't mean it's not dope. The Gau train is hella dope. And we must shoot for dopeness at all times. Shoot for excellence. You know, what makes you feel best? That's what you want to go for at all times. All right.
We're still adding extra lanes to the road.
Dog, just build another route on the Gau train, bruh. Take it to Alex. Alex to Sandton. Imagine the Gau train route from Alex to Sandton. It's a short distance. Boy, would they coin it. And they just charge 10 rand. From Alex to fucking Sandton, bro. Everybody's going to Sandton because that's where they put us. That's where they put our people so they have easy access to the work. But most of them are stopping or taking a taxi.
No, but you know, Abo Adam, Katsavellas are going to be like, I can't ride the train with these guys.
I can't ride the train with these guys.
You cannot beat this.
This is fucking hell on earth if you ask me. Yeah. Alright, and another example of Europe coming into Africa or the Western world is Brooke Logan is now going to be a star on Isi Dingo. Catherine Kelly, who is known as Brooke Logan, is going to be featuring on Isi Dingo. Maybe, what if John makes a switch over to Isi Dingo and he hooks up with Catherine Kelly? Because you know she's about it. She's about it all. So maybe John, our boy, who's on Rhythm City right now, might end up hooking up with Brooke Logan. Then she's going to cry over him. You know, the classic tears. But yeah, as far as the article goes, I'm reading it from IOL Online. Catherine Kelly Lang, who's popularly known as Brooke Logan in the US soapy The Bold and the Beautiful, will make a guest appearance on Isi Dingo this week. Wednesday and Thursday's episodes has been written to include the US actress. She will be on set on Tuesday, September 4th. Dude, this bitch has been here so long, bruh. She's not even leaving because she knows how nice it is here.
Nah, somebody's laying the pipe. I think it's Tao Mogale.
Tao Mogale's got the juice.
Yo, I remember when I watched him in Jerusalem, when he tamed that, you know, white cutter. Oh, my God. You know, because she, in Jerusalem, the movie, he finessed it, by the way. She went out into Joburg CBD to try and find a brother who was like a junkie and got mixed up with the wrong crowd, you know. And how... You know, the Nigers were selling them the jut and shit. And then now she's going to go pay for him to be released. And then Tao bumps into her. Yeah, what are you doing here? Hey! You know?
I'm here for the... Aren't you Brooke?
He ends up chowing up. Fuck!
Yeah, fuck.
Finesses that thing, my boy.
But
that's what I'm saying. Tao Mogale, you know, he's also a snowflake killer.
He's a vanilla killer.
Snowflake killer.
Alright, okay, cool. And let's talk a little bit about this Machine Gun Kelly response. Yo, Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly. Hi there, guys.
Why don't you just say MGK?
Bro? MGK, bro.
That's a street name, you know?
I don't even know who this nigga is, but
I
know him
nigga.
From
I'm
his
joking.
Response. I know him from his response to Eminem's diss. And it was hella dope.
No, it wasn't dope, it was fire.
Yeah, it was very fire. But I'm having an interesting conversation with a producer friend of mine, and he's talking about why these old niggas in the game are dissing these youngins. Like, why does J. Cole have to care about what some little ass nigga has to say about his raps? Why does Eminem even care? Like, they've already gone there, unless they do feel some sort of threat. And something in them is telling them that, whoa, like, there's a wave coming that we just weren't aware of, that we weren't prepared for. Because I think the change in hip-hop has made them aware that, oh, shit, we ain't going to be the style forever.
No, you know, I think I'm going to actually take the side of J. Cole on this one, because I don't necessarily think he's trying to you know, throw shots for no particular reason. Jay calls out here to either educate or entertain, all right?
Okay.
I mean, let's get that out the way first and foremost. Secondly, the reason why I feel like J. Cole is saying what he's saying is because he's scared of the way all of these cats are just like jeweled out, grilled out, following the footsteps of, you know, previous artists that had no longevity. So I think what he's doing is just for the sake of the longevity of the artist. He'd rather see more black artists have longevity like himself, Kendrick, Jay-Z.
Look, this is my thing.
Rather that than to just be, you know, a soldier boy. Dude.
But the thing is, we've evolved. We've evolved from what rap was. You know, Tupac, Tupac is probably the only rapper that young people
that.
Still listen to. But let me finish. He's like, I mean, Tupac has this idea of gangsterism and violence and shit like that. But our world is just not like that. And if you look at every other genre of music, pop died because it didn't evolve. R&B died because it didn't evolve. Rock died because it didn't evolve. Hip-hop is the biggest industry in the world right
the
now.
The only relevant one.
And it's because it's evolving. It's adapting to its times. Yeah, sure, mumble rap is shit. But who's really mumble rapping? I mean, like, there's trap and shit, and trap is dope, and people are actually coming out with lyrics on top of trap. But it's something completely different, and it's almost a new genre, a subgenre that's morphed into its own. But it's still hip-hop. It's still rooted in hip-hop. So I think that shouldn't be J. Cole and Eminem's focus. Just rap your raps, dog. Fuck the kids, bro. And, you know, unless they're doing it kaplan, ka style, because they want the kids to get their names out there. Because this is the most anybody's ever talked about Machine Gun Kelly. I can tell you that now.
No.
Dog.
MGK's had his time.
He has, but I'm telling you, like, it's not just me. There are a lot of people in the world who didn't know who he was until this. And Eminem, somebody who's supposed to be dissing this nigga, is actually just putting him up on a pedestal. Now he can come to him and be like, yo, I dissed you in 2012. It took you 6 years and a fucking surprise album to diss me. He's putting himself up for a fucking volley, you know? So that's my issue.
So you think the world has actually been played? Like, it's the whole Jay-Z, Beyonce, you know what, babe? I'm going to cheat on you. No, you can't. Babe, we're going to make millions.
We're going to make this music, baby. We're going to make this music. And they're also touring, and it looks fucking amazing. And I'm really happy for them that they can actually have that. It must be so dope. Like, for us to watch, it is cool. But imagine being on stage with the love of your life to a sold-out arena singing the music that you guys make together. No.
Until she starts singing, to the left, to the left. Have you seen that... that clip of those three color girls doing it.
Uh-uh.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. I was like, that's the reason Beyonce don't come no more.
Yeah.
That right
that's
there.
The reason why we have to slay for our ticket.
Who's this? Chris Brown shared it. He's just like, y'all tripping. You can't be singing that song like that. That's Queen.
That's the Queen.
That's Queen B.
All right. That's all the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. Just to let you guys know, just a friendly reminder. We are having a comedy show tomorrow night at Giovanni Panavino Restaurant in Four Ways Main Road, corner of Witkopen and Main Road. Every single Thursday we have a show there. There's wine, there's pizza, there's food, and of course
There's laughs
and there's the worst guys. On tomorrow's lineup, your host is going to be Nkosi Natimaki. We have Suhail Issa, we have Jadile Power, and none other than Riabetswe Sesele himself. So we need you guys to come through and show some mad love for us. Show some mad love, because it's always going down, baby. It's always going down. All right. Without further ado, we're going to move on to our favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
It's called The Worst Guy Cypher.
Yeah.
And we make a song right on the spot.
You know
what did you say?
Right on the spot. But the thing is, no. I feel like.
Right on the spot.
Okay, this is not sex talk.
Hey, something interesting is happening on Sex Talk on Friday. I just see gifs and memes about naked people. If they're going to be naked people in the studio on Friday, I'm here. Jati Soul, if you're listening, I'm here on Friday. If you want me to come and Instagram your shit, I'll send it live. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Okay, but like, I feel like this thing is such a huge commodity and people don't... You know what? Play that beat.
Play that beat. Play that beat. We're going to make the money. Don't worry. We're going to make the money. We're going to make the money.
Okay, this is how we're going to do it. Let's check. We're going to make the money. Let's check.
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money, baby. We gon' make the money, baby. We gon' make the money if we break down the borders. Ay, make the money if we break down the borders and unite as one. Everybody ignored us when we say that we are the greatest. They twerred us. They twerred us and then they, expropriated us. Then they stole of all our resources. Left us in some sort of mosh pit. Now we gotta get out of it. And it's so not legit. It's so not legit. Because everybody else is trying to say that we are shit. But we not the shit. We actually legit. We got diamonds. We got gold. And everybody know that sold on the JSE and the NYE. Everybody's exchanging currency. But why the hell is ours the weakest?
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money. We gon'
make the money. We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money. We gon' make the money. We gon' make the money, money. We gon' make the money.
Yo, let me talk to you for a second.
Talk, nigga.
Listen to me when I speak.
I'm listening, dog.
This ain't some easy shit.
I know it ain't.
But it's never been easy, has it? No, it hasn't, my bro. We just cooling out, but we talking the real shit, yo. So I hope you understand. When I say Africa gon' be the fucking man, I mean, look at all these people they call stands. They just walking around shooting for their fans, shooting for the people that got their minds locked up and all fucked up. But we gonna erupt, we gonna change the mindset of every African child. We gonna be out here, we gonna be wild. They see us dancing, they see us dabbing, call us gorillas, but then they wanna steal our shit. Oh, you the gorillas.
We gon' make the money.
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 We gon' make the, we gon' make the, we gon' make the money.
We've always had the money. We've always had the money. Huh? But they just took it from me. And then they tell me to love me and not love my other B across the border, like from Namibia to Zimbabwe. Oh my gosh, now we driving them away, even though they made a place for us to stay.
Then we got that xenophobia shit that we doing. Why we killing our brothers? Why we pursuing all these other motherfuckers who ain't hurting us? Let's go and got pressure. Let's fuck those niggas up.
Fuck those niggas up. They the one that came up and fucked the whole country up, the whole nation up, the whole country. Continent. The continent has never been the way it's always been before. The way it was before, we gotta go back before.
We gon' make the money.
Any other motherfucker came out here.
We gon' make the money. We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money.
We gon' make the money. We gon' we go, we go, we go, we gon' make the money.
I'm talking to you, Mama Africa. You're the prettiest
woman. We gon' make the money.
I ever seen before. Come here. Let me open the door. Walk right through. I mean, the world that's here, it's here for
we gon'
you.
Make the money.
It was built by you. It will grow through you. I mean, what to do? Just walk right through. I mean,
we
the
go.
Gate is open.
We go.
The world is
we
open.
Go. We go.
Our hearts are open. We see you floating.
We go.
Go flourish, my girl. You the one I love. Fuck everyone who think they're above.
We gon' make the money.
Worse. We gon' make the money, yo. Thank you very much for listening to us. We out.
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.